Well, hello everyone. This is Dawn Churchill. I am so excited that you have chosen to join me today on Love Radio Network. I'm excited to introduce our new podcast. It's called Gain the Master's Edge. We're going to meet weekly here. And basically, we're going to talk about mindset mastery. And so you can just call me Dawn. Some people call me Pastor Dawn. Some people call me Prophetess Dawn. But you can just call me Dawn. What I am is I am a mindset and a trauma coach. And what I deal with specifically is how our thoughts, our imaginations, and our words really define the reality that we live in. So I'm going to give you an introduction today to my world, what it is that I do, and why I think this might be something that you would want to tune into every single week. So I'm going to start with this first one, and that is, I'm going to be sharing scripture, and so I want to share with you Proverbs 23:7, which says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And so that includes us ladies, but I always say that it's not just as a man thinks in his heart, but as a man thinks and believes in his heart, so is he. Napoleon Hill said, you are the sum total of your most dominating or prominent thoughts. I'm going to say that again. You and the circumstances of your life are the sum total of your most dominating or prominent thoughts. So that means that our entire existence, the quality of our lives, the direction or path that our lives are headed toward, or if we're in a state of homeostasis, or if we're regressing backward, basically the current state of our existence that we find ourselves in right now, all of that is the totality of our most dominating recurrent thoughts. So whether it is by happenstance or by determined choice, we are living in the reality of the thoughts that we have entertained and meditated on, most of us, for decades and decades, if you're close to my age. So for definition's sake, I want you to consider, especially when I make reference to Bible scripture, that the mind and the heart are almost synonymous, considered as an entity. So these are comprising of your deepest thoughts, feelings, desires, emotions, and your will, your choices. So if I make reference to your heart or your mind, understand that I'm really just referring to the same thing. So most of us in life are always desiring something better, maybe something different, something more abundant, more joyful. We desire more success or more peace in our life or more prosperity or better connection in our relationships. But in order for us to attain those things, we literally have to think better thoughts, choose better emotions, and focus on more abundant life-giving actions. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to just kind of take a little bit of an inventory of where you are at right now. If you were to kind of rate or categorize or just give a one-word definition of where you are at in your life spiritually, your physical health, your financial wealth, your career, your relationships, and the quality of your life. And when I say quality of your life, I mean to what degree you are actually enjoying your life, how much love, joy, peace, fulfillment, contentment that you are experiencing on a day-to-day basis. And then, once you've kind of given a one-word description to each of those areas of your life, then I want you to look at your most thought-upon thoughts, the things that you think about all day long, every day. I still serve as a health and wellness coach, and when I first started serving in that capacity, of course, mostly I was helping women to whittle their waistlines and, you know, get a better figure, fit in that dress that they loved. But what I found is that most of them thought very self-defeating thoughts all day long about their physical appearance, about their ability to stick to a regimented nutrition plan, et cetera, et cetera. And so I want to propose the idea that the thoughts that you focus on all day long are one of the things that determine your existence. So the next thing I want to share with you is another scripture, is Proverbs 4:23. And it says to watch over your heart with all diligence. From out of it flows the springs of life. So as I had referenced before, your heart and your mind, I'm probably going to refer to them as one synonymous entity. So if you will watch over your mind, the things that you allow yourself to mull over all day long every day, from those thoughts flows the existence of your being, your life. Luke 6:35 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So I'm going to give you an example of this. When was the last time that you became worried, anxious, frustrated, impatient, or angry? So what happens is that when the pressures of life begin to push down on us, that pressure then begins, it's almost like a pressure cooker. You know, when you have a pressure cooker and all of a sudden the steam starts rising to the top. When the pressures of life begin to weigh down on you, what is really down in your heart or in the bottom of your core beliefs comes out of your mouth. I'll give you a very harmless example. You're on your way to work and you run into some traffic, and at this particular stop intersection, you have an exceptionally long wait, right? And out of your mouth comes, oh my gosh, I cannot stand this intersection. I always sit here for 10 minutes. The exasperation that you felt in that moment caused your mouth to speak forth what you truly believe. And I promise you, every single time you come to that intersection, you're going to be waiting at least 10 minutes. Not only have you spoken it into being, but it is part of your belief system. Okay, that's just kind of a little bit of an example, but we're going to move on a little bit, okay? So Tony Robbins says that throughout human history, our greatest leaders and thinkers, they have used the power of words to transform our emotions, to enlist us in their causes, and to shape the course of destiny. Words not only create emotions, but they create actions. And from our actions flow the results of our lives. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love of it will eat its fruit. So again, what I want you to do is just take a little bit of inventory. Go back to where we just looked at. What is the quality of your spiritual vibrance, your connection with God? What is the quality of your emotional maturity and stability on a day-to-day basis throughout the day? What is the quality of your mental faculties, and how easily or not easily you are able to stay focused on task? In other words, are you able to go throughout your day staying focused on one task to the next without a lot of agitation, or are you distracted by a lot of different things? Not only that, but what about the quality of your relationships? Do you have a lot of conflict and discord in your relationships, or do you experience quite a bit of contentment and camaraderie in your relationships? Dr. Maya Angelou said, words are things, she says. They get into your wallpaper. They get into your rugs, in your upholstery, in your clothes, and finally, they get into you. So we must be very careful about the words that we use, because someday we will be able to actually measure the power of our words. I'm going to share two more scriptures with you, and then I'm going to give you a little bit of reflection for today. Proverbs 12:18 says, there is one who speaks like the piercing of swords. That is usually probably not a good thing. But the tongue of the wise promotes health. Proverbs 15:4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. So how many of you have been in a situation where someone just kind of kept out of their mouth, kept saying things that just were really not wonderful? So I'm not talking about what other people say to you about you. What I'm asking you to really look at is, what are the words that you allow to come out of your mouth? Whether you believe it or not, the most consistent words that come out of your mouth are either blessings or cursings that you speak over yourself all the time. And those things are defined by your core beliefs. Your core beliefs are formed by your most frequently thought thoughts. So I'm going to give you a quote from Dawn Churchill. The thoughts that we most frequently think become the core beliefs ingrained in our hearts. The core beliefs in our hearts become the words of our mouth. And the words of our mouth, they shape, create, and sustain our current and future reality. Robin Sharma says, words can inspire and words can destroy. Choose yours very well. And Joyce Meyer says, words are containers for power. You choose what kind of power they carry. Now, in this day and age, especially in the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years, the whole idea of mindset mastery, mindset renewal, mindset rewiring has become, I wouldn't necessarily say a fad, but it has been something that has gained attention, especially in the psychological fields, as well as in entrepreneurial and inspirational venues. But most of the time, a lot of our secular teachers of mindset mastery are really promoting the idea that you can create the quality of your own life with your thoughts, your actions, your choices, and your words. And while all of those are true, sometimes, I wouldn't say all the time, but sometimes that thought line produces what I would call a lot of selfishness, in that we are looking to create what we want in the moment. And I don't necessarily agree with that type of law of attraction. So I'm going to give you a definition for the law of attraction that I think you might find interesting. And I am sharing this from Apostle Leroy Thompson. And so he preferences Ephesians 3:20, unto him, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine, according to the power of God that works in us. So he says that there is a magnetic force in our spirit that draws the goodness, grace, and provision that God has already assigned to us. When we position ourselves properly, we will begin to magnetize things from heaven. You see, because God loves us, there lies a force within us that attracts God to us and attracts us to God. And it is these two forces that are attracting each other in an unbreakable connection. This is really what the spiritual law of attraction is. And it's always in operation and it's always waiting for you to work it. Now, I believe that the law of attraction is one of those supernatural forces in our cosmos, because God is an amazing God, and he is always wanting to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine. But he wants to do that for us as we walk in his perfect will, as we are seeking to build his kingdom in the earth, as we are seeking to be the light of the world that he's called us to be. Not just so that we'll have a beautiful mansion or a wonderful Mercedes or beautiful clothes, although I like all of those things. But his desire for that law of attraction is that we would begin to attract the things, the people, the resources, the connections, the events that will propel us farther into releasing his glory and planting his kingdom in the earth. And so there's one more thing that I want to leave you with today before I give you just a little bit of my own commentary. And that is the spiritual law of sowing and reaping. Now, if you're a churchgoer, usually most people think of this in the sense of sowing and reaping financially. Genesis 8:22 says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Okay? So seed time and harvest is actually a spiritual law that God has put place into this earth realm. It does not change. No matter what, whatever seeds you sow will produce a harvest for you. Every seed produces a divine return. And I'm going to get into this in just, and I am not talking about money today. However, the financial seeds that you sow serve God financially, and He causes them to grow in abundance and come back to you as a harvest. But what I want you to understand is that every thought you think, every emotion that you entertain, and every word that you speak is also a seed. And those seeds you are constantly planting and releasing all day long every day. But what happens is the law of sowing and reaping is whatever you sow, you end up reaping a harvest greater than that which you sowed. So now when we go back to our evaluation of the current level of magnanimity in our spiritual life, in our physical health, in our finances, in our relationships, in our careers. And if you see some deficits in those areas of your life, it is because you are reaping what you have sown. So as a trauma coach, one of the things that I have to help clients do is I have to help them dig up, so to speak, all of the significant traumatic moments in their life that have contributed to whatever core beliefs they have that are hindering them. And in that process, it can be a lengthy, tedious process. One particular trauma can produce in that person a multitude of really negative core beliefs that now run as their autopilot, running in the background of every area of their life. So again, seed time and harvest, whatever you sow, you will reap a harvest of that, but you will reap it back in a multitude, okay? So in other words, your seed cannot return to you the way it left. It has to come back in abundance. So my question is, what kind of seeds have you been sowing in your thought life? What kind of seeds have you been sowing in your emotions? What kind of seeds have you been sowing in your imaginations? Those are the things that you mull around in your brain and you think about off and on all day long. That's really nothing more than meditation. And what kind of seeds have you been sowing with your words? So as I said before, a wholesome tongue is as a tree of life, but perverseness breaks the spirit. So there is one who speaks like that with a piercing sword, but the tongue of the wise promote health. So what I intend to do with this particular podcast, with this particular show, I'm going to teach you how to gain the master's edge. Now, some of you may think that I'm referring to myself, and I am not. Even though I am a mindset mastery coach, we are constantly evolving, constantly learning, constantly honing and shaping our skills and making them more profitable. But the master's edge that I'm referring to is our one and only Lord Jesus Christ. And His edge comes from the Word of God. Now, what I can tell you is this, and no matter what form, you know, no matter what translation of the Bible you might use, there is such power in the Word of God that it can literally transform every single area of your life and cause it to be a magnificent reflection of all that He is. So on this show, what I want to do is I want to offer you real hope, real inspiration, but I also want to offer you real keys of how you can take control and gain mastery of the various areas of your life where you are not seeing the productivity, the life, the vitality that you would love to have, that you know is possible, but you just don't quite know how to get there. I've been a coach in a variety of capacities since I was about 16 years old. I've been a cheerleading coach, a pom-pom coach, a dance coach, a weight loss coach, a mindset coach. I've been a coach in so many different aspects from the time I was 16. No, I'm not going to tell you how old I am right now. But let me say this. It's been for at least 3 decades, and if I were to be honest, it's been longer than that. But here on Mindset Mastery with Dawn Churchill, as we meet weekly on loveradionetwork.com, I'm going to teach you how to gain the master's edge and how you can do so in a way that causes you to be the person that is the master, not only of your life, but internally, you will no longer feel ruled and mastered by your emotions or your thoughts. But you will feel as though you have become a very well-grounded individual who is able to walk in the fullness of God's love and joy and peace, as well as his prosperity and productivity in every single area of your life. So I encourage you to join me every week. You also can follow me on Facebook, but most often, if you just want to go to my website, you can reach me at dawnchurchill.org. or dawnchurchill.com. I also have coaching courses on my Teachable site, which is dawnchurchillinstitute.teachable.com. Or you can find me here on loveradionetwork.com every single week as I teach you how to gain the master's edge.